Hi, I'm going to see this gay rom-com alone, and I'm Allison.
And I'm going to my high school's musical. Really hope there won't be a murder. I'm Evan.
And we are Cheryl's Bitches. Welcome to our bonus episode for season two.
So excited. Like, you don't understand.
Okay, so the original idea for this was reacting to Riverdale Imagines. They were slightly harder than, well, I wouldn't say harder to locate. There are plenty, but they are, some of them get so long. Like, I was picturing the One Direction Imagines when it's like a screenshot, and I feel like we could read and react to that. And I have a couple of those, don't you worry. But I also didn't just want to be reading like Riverdale fan fiction on the podcast. Also, I feel a little bit more bad about making fun of something that someone put actual work in to like write a story than two little screenshots that are. So anyway, because we're nice people, we will be doing, we're gonna start with some Riverdale BuzzFeed quizzes and then just react to random Riverdale screenshots that I had on my phone and also some Riverdale Imagines.
Beautiful.
How are we feeling?
I'm very excited to see what you've brought. I'm excited to do the quizzes I found with you.
Okay, which quiz do we want to start with?
Let's start with a quiz. You can play along at home if you're interested. They're all on BuzzFeed. Do you want to start with play a game of Kiss, Marry, Kill to find out which Riverdale character you are?
Sure. We're playing Fuck, Marry, Kill, though, because I decided that I can't say Kiss, Marry, Kill that many times.
No, I would actually kind of. No. Okay. So it appears the first pairing is Fuck, Marry, Kill, Veronica, Archie, and Jughead.
Oh, this is extremely easy for me.
I'm ready.
Okay, who are you fucking?
I'm gonna fuck Archie.
I'm fucking Veronica.
Okay.
I'm marrying Archie.
I'm marrying Veronica.
And kill.
We're both killing Jughead, because of course we are.
Kill Jughead. Okay, Archie is like marriage material, though. Like.
Yeah, but he and I would just have nothing in common, and I need someone I can gab with. Veronica's annoying, but she's also like, she can
True.
gab pop culture with me, and that's all I really want.
You wouldn't get along with Veronica. Like, I just want an Archie.
That makes sense because Archie is a lesbian, so.
True. Speaking of, this is not one I said to myself, so I can mention it. I went through when I was on a flight. And so, you just scroll all of your images, like every single image you have on your phone, because I always forget to download like any sort of TV show or anything. And so I was looking through and I like saved every any image that had anything to do with Riverdale under a folder podcast. And one of them was us arguing if Archie is a gay icon or not. And we decided that he's a lesbian icon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, the next fuck, marry, kill is Betty, Veronica, Cheryl.
Oh,
I
okay.
want to fuck them all and marry two of them.
Yeah, that's accurate. That's how I feel.
Okay, this one, again, this is easy. I don't know.
Okay.
Ready? Who are you fucking?
I think I'm gonna fuck Cheryl.
I'm fucking Cheryl. I'm marrying Betty.
Oh my God, we're doing the same one because I was also going to marry Betty and then kill Veronica.
Wow, we're the same.
Oh, yes.
What's next? Mine reloading.
The next couple or next pairing is Fuck, Marry, Kill, Jason, Reggie, and Moose.
Oh gosh.
Okay. We like know nothing about Jason. That makes it a little bit harder.
He's hideous looking. No offense to that actor. The one picture they always have of him is like terrible.
Well, it's his like decomposing body in the river. They always cut to that.
Oh,
Okay. Who are you gonna fuck?
I'm fucking Moose.
Interesting. Okay. I was gonna fuck Reggie.
I'm marrying Reggie.
Oh, see, I'm marrying Moose.
Okay, and we're all killing Jason. Not
I
killing
mean, it makes sense.
Dad already did that.
Likely thing for him to
Terrible.
like likely thing for him to have done to himself. Okay.
Speaking of Reggie, did you? I'm so sorry. I don't know the actor's name, but he's in that like movie. Have you
May,
heard of
December?
this?
Yes.
Yes. The Riverdale to Oscar pathway has been paved and is being paved to this day, right now.
It really is. It really is. I need Lily Reinhart to get out there, make some things.
I was literally going to ask you, okay, let's just assume Charles Melton, Reggie gets an Oscar nomination. People are talking about it, could happen. Who's the second Riverdale actor who to get an Oscar nomination?
I mean, like, I really want it to be Lily Reinhart, and I feel like she's the one who has, like, the best background for that, because, like, she was in Hustlers, and I think her performance was pretty well praised in that movie. And she clearly hated being on Riverdale, so she needs to get out of that space.
Obviously, I was gonna say Lily Reinhart, but low-key, like, she's kind of the only one that has a chance at happening. No offense to everyone else. Maybe Vanessa Morgan?
Camila Mendes, maybe.
Sure.
Well, she's like the only her. She's one of the ones who's actually been doing stuff that like
She
people
was in
have
a
heard
Netflix
of.
movie.
Listen, I liked that movie. I thought it was good.
Anyway, can't wait. If he actually gets nominated, I'm counting that as a personal win.
Fuck. BuzzFeed updated my thing. Now I have to start over. Okay.
Let's skip to, oh my God, it literally BuzzFeed, you're not friendly for podcasting.
No, it's so unfriendly.
I saw Hiram in one, so we're skipping to that one, but now I
Oh,
can't
it's
find
so
it.
exciting.
Oh, okay. Finally, let's do it with the dads. Fuck, marry, kill, Hiram, Fred, FP. This is what we were all waiting for, let's be honest.
Oh,
This.
okay.
Wait. Okay. Oh my gosh. Wait,
This
this
one's
is
really
terrible.
hard.
I love that the struggle that we're both facing is like, obviously, we should kill Hiram, but we want to fuck him.
Yes, no, exactly. I'm like, I should kill Hiram. That's the obvious choice, but I kind of want to fuck him, you
Do I
know?
murder FP just
Yeah,
to
that's what I'm
fuck
wondering. I'm like,
Hiram?
should I murder FP to fuck Hiram?
Oh my God.
Well,
I
you know,
made fun of
hot
Archie
dads of
this.
Riverdale to the rescue.
We made fun of Archie this whole season, and now with like a fake BuzzFeed quiz, we can't even be any better than Archie. We are not better than Archie.
I'm not better than Archie.
I'm literally a lesbian, and I'm like, I'm gonna kill FP so I can fuck Hiram and marry Fred.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious choice.
Sorry, FP.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that was fun. Okay, we should do a ship or dip.
Okay.
So it's ship or dip these Riverdale couples, and I'll reveal which character you are. The like little caption under that is Bughead Forever, which the first one is Betty and Jughead, and I'm confidently saying dip.
You know, I think I'm also gonna dip on Bughead.
Pony and Jughead. Dip. Who
Dip, what the fuck?
wants this? Archie and Veronica.
I ship them, actually.
Oh, dip, dip.
Varchi.
Betty and Archie. Ship. Hashtag in game. Hashtag Bargie forever.
I also ship Betty and Archie.
I like that. Reggie and Veronica.
This one's hard because I don't like them together, but they do deserve each other.
I think the ship. I can't remember how season six, doesn't he like totally betray her? I don't remember.
Yeah, it
What?
was a whole, remember they got super, it was a whole thing.
Wasn't he evil when they got superpowers? I don't
I
know.
think he was. Wasn't he working with the devil? I don't remember.
That episode with the devil. Oh my God. Okay. Tony and Cheryl ship. If you don't ship this,
Yeah, that's just like an obvious
you're a
ship.
homophobe.
Moose and Kevin, I'm gonna ship.
I'm a ship. Midge and Moose. Dip.
I felt bad for her. Yeah, dip. She said it, Polly.
Honestly, I kind of
They
everyone's
are
dying
cousins,
laughing.
but like, it's kind of a shock.
No, I'm damn not.
I mean, I'm not gonna ship them because they are cousins, but
They're a
like,
good couple. I guess they were. I don't know. At
they
least they
loved each
wanted
other,
to.
I think.
You know what? At least Jason, when he got her pregnant, was gonna like run away with her, like
Yeah,
nice guy.
exactly. He was ready to give it up for her.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Betty and Gavin.
I
You mean in the game?
Oh my God.
What? Why is that on? Okay, I'm dipping. Like, I'm
Who came up with this? Yeah,
okay.
Dip, obviously. Archie and Josie?
I shoot them.
I'm dipping. What happened to Archie and
Valerie?
Valerie? I was like, it's not Veronica. It starts with a
No,
V.
he Josie in season three, right? They do the Heathers. They sing
Oh,
Heather.
yeah.
The fight for
What
me
for me?
song.
Yeah.
I do have to sing on every episode. Allison FB, I hope you're playing along at home. Not even if you're clicking on the thing, just yell at us
Just yell
for
at
like
us, yeah.
takes.
Ship. Allison FP is a ship.
Dip. He
Oh, okay.
belongs with Archie's dad. We could
That's
have had
true,
a
but that's not
real
an.
good life.
They could have had a real good life, but they didn't, and that's why Allison FP are a ship.
Okay. Jughead and Ethel.
Ship.
Shit. Okay, season seven, they're not even a couple, but they're like best friends in season seven, and they're so cute. I thought they were gonna get together the whole time. Who did
Oh.
you get?
I got Betty. Who did you get?
I got Veronica.
I
Oh my God. You are sassy, self-centered, and sort of nice.
have you're kind, sweet, caring, and smart. You're not the innocent, you're not just the innocent girl. You have a dark side too.
Yours like a normal result. Mine is you're self-centered and sorta nice. Okay. I am not Veronica. I refuse this, but okay.
That's so mean.
I'm gonna kill myself. Okay, the last quiz we will be doing is Riverdale has finally come to an end. Vote on the most unhinged moments. So, like, spoilers if you haven't seen, but I doubt any of these have any context, so you're probably fine.
Yeah, none of them really do. Okay. So first one is pick a moment. Reggie sells his wife's soul to Lucifer for a casino versus multiverse rift after Hiram tr Lodge tries to blow up Archie. We just went there.
Pick a moment, like, what is the. Okay, it says vote on the most unhinged moment. So is it what's more unhinged or what we vibe with more?
I think it's supposed to be what's more unhinged, but I think I'm personally gonna go with which one I vibe with more.
Okay, what are you saying?
I think I'm gonna go with multiverse.
Oh, I was going with Ray. He sells his wife's soul. Oh, 50% say Reggie sells his
Fuck.
wife's soul. Maybe
Okay.
let's do what we think the majority of people will say.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then.
Next one is Cheryl keeps her twin brother's dead body in the basement with borderline incestuous undertones. Or Jughead's sister makes snuff films about his friend group. Films. The most, I'm voting for that because that is the most underrated, absolutely insane thing
No.
Riverdale did.
They did that and then no one talked about it. Even like within the show, they revealed who did the snuff films and everyone just moved on. Crazy.
17% of people said that.
I was like, I think I am gonna go with Cheryl.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
I stand by my answer.
No, I think you're right, but I'm going with the majority of people, and I was right. Okay, next moment is Jughead gets abducted by Mothmen, and Veronica's bodily fluids are poisonous, so she can't have sex.
Okay, record, she can't even kiss anyone except
Yeah.
Archie because
Archie.
he's indestructible.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Because Archie's invincible, so he's the only person she can like touch.
Yeah, that's why she has sex with Zig from Degrassi
Yeah.
and he dies.
Yep. I'm gonna go with I think Mothmen.
I think Veronica's is way more innovative.
It is. Oh,
Oh,
you were
yay.
right.
Veronica's bodily fluids are poisonous. So true. Okay, Cheryl's mom runs a brothel. Classic. Archie fights bears before the SATs. Okay. Say, that is factually like. It's not necessarily untrue because yes, Archie fights a bear before he takes the SATs, but it's not like he fights a bear while walking to the SATs or something.
Yeah, it's a little bit misleading in its statement, but I think because Archie's a fights a bear is such a big meme, I'm gonna go with Archie fights a bear.
Yeah, me too.
And we were right, 80% of people
Yeah.
thought that was more unhinged.
Veronica's mom starts her own reality show while her daughter and husband threaten to destroy each other. That's not true. Doesn't
That's not
she just
true.
join
She just
Real
joins the Real
Housewives?
Housewives.
There are so many factual errors in this BuzzFeed quiz, you guys. That's why you listen to this Riverdale podcast for the truth.
Yeah.
Or cheer team sings outside juvie while Archie teaches the inmates about
I
football.
am so excited.
The best episode ever.
I'm going with cheer team.
Yeah, the other one's not even true, so
Yeah, and we were right.
nice.
Okay. Archie gets human sacrificed, or Nana Blossom helps her ancestor Abigail possess her granddaughter.
I mean, Archie gets human sacrificed,
Yeah, that one's so crazy.
and the coolest part about the other plot line is that every single ancestor of Cheryl Blossom is a lesbian.
Yeah.
They were really making a statement with that one.
They
They
said it's
were
ancestral. It's inherited.
gay gene.
It's in her
They were
DNA.
already.
She has the gay gene.
It's like the serial killer gene, but worse.
I think you mean better.
Don't cancel me.
It's okay. Didn't we learn the truth from Billie Eilish losing 100,000 followers or whatever?
Oh my girl, girl.
Know.
Anyway, homophobia is real.
It really is, and that's crazy to me.
Okay, man, this is very long. What's the good one? Oh, okay. Archie doesn't get into the school he wants, so he joins the army to fight in a war that takes place on a football field. Again, not quite what happened. Or the principal cancels proms, so they try to kill him. I love the Mr. Honey plot lines.
The
I don't
Mister,
care.
it's something. The Archie War plot line, I did not care for. I was kind of bored by it, if we're being honest. So I'm going with Principal Honey.
My favorite thing about the Archie War plotline is they do the thing like how all the nurses are wearing like old-timey uniforms, made it like an old-timey war, like he was
It's,
fighting World War II.
yeah, it was like it's literally supposed to be World War II, but he's on a football field because he's having hallucinations, I think. I don't really remember. I was, again, bored by it.
Okay, pick a moment. The writers try to redeem themselves by having Jughead find a box of comics about him, seemingly explaining the scattered plot. Okay.
Okay. Judgmental.
This is against the spirit of Riverdale. Like, I don't really appreciate that much criticism. Or the gang travels back to the 1950s in the season 6 finale, and only Jughead remembers.
Travel to the 1950s is my
Yeah,
guess.
I mean, neither of these because they're being haters about brilliant writing choices. So,
Yeah, they're being haters about one of the best writing choices in the history of television, so.
and okay, 200. Okay, pick a moment. Last one. They all die in the season 7 finale, and heaven is pops, or the total death count is nearly 200 by the finale. Is that true?
I feel like it might be actually.
Okay, because in a couple timelines they all died, so like that'll definitely boost up the number, right?
Yeah, there was like one episode where everyone died like five times. So, if I remember correctly.
Like that one. And okay, heaven is not Pops. It's they were transferred to an alternate universe.
Get the facts straight, whoever made this quiz. I was on your side, Claire, until you did some things,
I
and now
was
I'm no
not, because
longer
she's
on
in
your side.
Bughead forever.
No, that was a different quiz, babe.
Oh, well. Also, no offense. We love you for making these quizzes, but
No, we do. We just have some notes and then.
don't love you for Bughead forever. So, okay. Okay. Well, that was fun. Hopefully, you played along.
Was.
Home. We have a game that both you, listener, and Evan get to play because in my search for Riverdale Imagines, I thought, let's look at the fan fiction website, Archive of Our Own, where you can like search different tags, and through that you can find the top relationships, aka the most popular relationships in the number of fan fictions written about that couple. So I have the top 8 Riverdale couples before me, and Evan is going to try to guess them in order from most
Oh
popular.
my. That's so hard.
Let's think about
Okay, like I think I have general ideas,
it. Okay.
but my thing is I think the people who are writing Riverdale fanfics, are just they're in a bit of a different demographic than I am in age and reason for watching the show. So I have to remember that.
Probably, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I would say, although it is the number one Riverdale ship to me, he and Fred Andrews did not make the list.
That's so sad. Okay, so we're dealing with homophobes. Let's remember that as well.
Okay, what is the
Okay.
most popular relationship?
Bughead.
Correct.
Yeah, that one I know.
6,382, which is like more than double the
Which I'm
next
guessing
most
is
popular.
Varchi.
No, booze.
Upset. Is it Shoni?
Yes,
Okay,
Shoni.
okay.
See, I don't think that's an upset. I think that's like they're together for like the whole show after season two.
That's true.
What's number three?
Okay, I think number three is Bughead. Or Varchi.
Yeah, correct.
Bughead.
Bughead,
Bughead
number
is the
three.
most cursed pairing.
Okay, number four.
Oh, number four, number four. Barchi.
No.
Oh.
But perhaps an even better ship.
Oh, a better ship than Barchi. Oh, fuck. Shoni's gone. It's not Fangs and Kevin, is it? I don't know their ship name.
No. Think. I don't know. They're end game to an
They are
extent.
their end game.
To an extent.
To an extent. What the fuck does that mean?
Ends in polyamory.
Oh, it's is that one? Is that
No, it's Betty and Veronica.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
That one's Varchi. No, we already did Varchi.
This is
Barchi. Five.
yes, not Barchi yet. Barchi is six.
Oh, okay. Barchi six.
What's five?
Five. If
There
it's
are
Bughead, I'm gonna jump off a bridge.
no. There's a lot of
Kevin and
gay.
Moose.
No,
Oh.
gay.
More gay?
Gay male couple.
Kevin and Fangs.
No. It's fan fiction. It doesn't have to be a real couple in the show.
That's true, that's true, that's true. Oh, it's gonna be Archie and Jughead.
Yes, there we go.
Our head. Our head.
Our
That's horrible. That was awful. Jarchi?
Georgie.
Jarchi.
Our head.
Our head is so
N
bad. Jarchi. I'm sorry, Jarchi
Six
stands.
is Barchi.
Jarchi.
I also. You do have to appreciate that both Georgie and what is it, Veronica, is before Barchi. Like, okay,
Yeah.
go off. Next
Barchi stands are fighting for their lives.
one, me. Okay, you've two left to guess.
Okay.
Next one, I will say, I know you enjoy this couple, and. Neither of these characters have yet to be mentioned at all.
Oh, okay. Is it Alice and FP?
Yes, wow, that
Yeah.
was a good guess. And the last one is one you have guessed many times, but it finally appears at number eight.
Bughead?
Yes.
How many Bughead ones are there? I need to know.
130.
Oh, God.
I don't know how you come up with 630. I will say, in the 1950s episode, there are some cute Bughead moments, but that is the
There
only
are.
universe where they work. All the other universes, like, no.
No, not at all.
No. Just so that was fun.
That was fun.
Do you want to get how many fan fictions on Archive of Our Own specifically? I'm sure there's many others on many other websites. Are there for Riverdale?
10,000.
More.
Oh, 50,000?
How many?
50.
Oh, lower.
Lower. Okay. 17,600.
Lower.
Dang it. 15,329.
Higher.
So 16,500-ish.
Lower.
Are you gonna make me guess down to the
Exact range. They're 15,661.
exact number? Wow.
So, on my quest for Riverdale Imagines, the reason why I didn't screenshot some of these, because, for example, one of the first ones I saw is FP takes reader's virginity.
Are you What the fuck?
That's the title. I'm like, okay, I'm not reading that. There's also, these are literally the first ones I found. Bad Girl, which the pairing is Dawn Jughead Jones and female reader. And the other theme that I found that is absolutely insane. What, I'll have you guess this too. A minor Riverdale character, seriously minor, that had possibly the most imagines from me lightly scrolling, and I was so perplexed by this. Who do you think it might be?
Minor character with the most imagines. Okay, I'm gonna be unhinged and go with Dilton Doily.
No, but you, that is like the equivalent of the size of the character in the show.
God.
Like a tiny character. I was so confused.
Oh my God.
It's a serpent.
The serpent. Is it Sweet Pea?
Yes.
I
Why are there so many people thirsting for Sweet Pea?
don't
I
understand.
might have a Sweet Pea one. Maybe we could read that. But
Oh, I hope so.
this one that we're not going to read is called The Promise, which is Sweet Pea and a male reader. So to all you gays who love Sweet Pea, sound off. You're not a minority. You're the majority, actually.
You're the
Okay.
silent majority.
Sweet Pea thirsty. Okay, I'm just gonna open these randomly. I don't know what, they're not all imagines. We're just gonna be reacting, folks.
Okay.
Just get ready.
Let's
Let's
go.
see.
Let's go.
Can you see this?
I can.
Okay, wait. No, I can't see it. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll read this one. Imagine being Archie's older sister and things escalating between you and Hiram Lodge when you go to confront him about how he has been manipulating Archie because secretly you've been harboring feelings for Hiram. One, we don't need to imagine this, we just lived it on
We
Primary
both
Hill.
have admitted to living this one.
A little concerned, like I do like that this tag is safe for work because we're on my work.
Know, that's important to know.
I'm worried about the reader of the one. I really like they lay this scene of your Archie's older sister. Like, we needed a reason to care about Archie.
We did, and they were right about that.
And you have a crush on Hiram. I feel like the conflict in this is not you having feelings for Hiram, but you can't act on them because presumably you're a child. And instead, you and your brother have a crush on the same adult man. Like, how do you
Yeah,
handle that?
that's the issue is not the age gap, it's the fact that your brother has a crush on him and he's actively pursuing your brother instead.
Oh, that's worse. Hiram doesn't like you because he likes Archie. Oh my God. Poor your name.
I hope you've dealt with this.
I hope you're okay.
I hope you're
Okay.
okay.
Let's see.
Not Didn't we do this one earlier?
Last time, right? My phone.
It is a screenshot of Tumblr. And it is someone posted the screen grab of Veronica in the first episode telling having Betty introduce Kevin to her, and she goes, Veronica is your new here, Kevin is, and then she cuts Betty off and says, gay, thank God, let's be best friends. And someone tweeted that, not tweeted, posted this. and said, "I relate to Veronica on a spiritual level." To which someone else reblocked, "If I had to see this with my own two eyes, so do y'all. Hashtag I want to die. Hashtag Riverdale."
The second someone in the story was me.
Beautiful. I have no notes. That's better. That's just so good.
I do think we did this one last time, but an instant classic. I relate to Veronica on a spiritual level. Remember when people would just say spiritual level about anything?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Ugh. I think this is an imagine. Okay. So this was, again, I'm just questioning the situation of this. So this is, of course, a Sweet Pea text. Sweet Pea text imagine, which is when they make like the fake text messages to like convey a story. And anyway, the premise of this one is imagine accidentally sending sexy pics to another serpent when you wanted to send them to Sweet Pea. How does that happen?
I'm just...
Check who you're sending your nudes to? You just hit send?
Maybe double check first.
Anyway, we have a couple of classic serpent reactions to this. Fangs, with a little snake emoji, says, "Thanks, but why?" Your name. Oh, Evan, you could do your name.
Oh,
you,
fuck. Okay.
You're the one that did it.
I hate you. All caps. "Holy shit, I'm so sorry. I meant to send that to Sweets. Please delete it."
Actually sound off, like, if you lusted for Sweet Pea, like, if you would be searching up Sweet Pea imagines, because there are so many out there, like, anyway, I'm things. Yeah, a fucking course. But read the contact name before sending pics like that, girl. Good advice.
I will. Thank you for understanding. I'm gonna go die in a hole now.
Okay, luckily it's not over, because we also Tony says, "I'm into girls." "I'm into girls, but I didn't think you were."
I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. "I'm not." "I'm not. That was for Sweets. OMG. I'm so sorry."
"I so understand. I've made that mistake." Just... I'm sorry. We've lost the plot. We're both crying. Okay.
Bringing it back.
"I so understand. I've made that mistake. Just don't do it again."
Thanks, Tony.
Say, imagine, so in this universe, Evan is dating Sweet Pea. And then sends me, Tony, a nude, and my reaction before saying anything else is, "I'm into girls." It's supposed to be a female reader, but either gender, it works, because either it's masterful. Also, it's... like, if my guy friend's girlfriend sent me a nude, is the first thing you say, "I'm into girls"?
No.
But I didn't think you were.
I would say no, but I've never been in that situation, so I guess I wouldn't know what I would say.
Has anyone been in this situation? I like how they
I
made
don't
Tom
think so,
Cruise
but
do
you
this.
know.
My one question with all these imagines is like, why is this like your fantasy? Like your fantasy is accidentally sending nudes.
That's what I want to know. Like, this isn't even about thirsting after sweet pea anymore.
True. Like Sweet Pea is not involved in this at all, other than you calling him sweets.
Which is disturbing, by the way. I'm so against that. But it's now about you, like, low key thirsting after Tony and Fangs.
It's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic. So that's basically the average imagine. I think I have one more somewhere. But I also just wanted to highlight some other, I think, iconic Riverdale images. This is a tweet that no context attached, but I did screenshot it many years ago. It just says, it's a reply to something else, which again, we don't know to what. Betty from Riverdale is better lesbian representation. You could use that in endless contexts.
It's so true. The L
Speaking
word,
of,
Betty from Riverdale is better le lesbian representation.
did you see Lily Reinhart's most recent Instagram post? I did post it on my Instagram story.
No, because you know I don't open Instagram.
Oh, yes. Evan has self-image.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, she posted sending you some feminine energy, and it's like a collection of random images, but one of them is Miss Lily Reinhart wearing a hat that says, "I am the eldest boy," and a sweatshirt that says, "Boys lie."
She is so lesbian coded.
I think she is dating a guy right now.
I think she is, yeah.
I'm gonna kill myself. Just kidding, y'all. Love
It's
yourselves.
just like no straight woman relates to Kendall Roy like that.
She's not straight. Like, that's how you could tell. I'm the
Yeah.
eldest boy hat. Genius. Kendall Roy coded. Like, okay. I think we all have that one celebrity that we delusionally believe that, like, we could actually date if you, like, in the same social circle. And it's probably not, like, your number one celebrity crush. But it's,
No.
like, someone that you're like, oh, we actually have stuff in common. Like, we would actually date. Do you want?
I don't really do, but I also don't like really have celebrity crushes generally.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna pretend my experiences are universal.
Well, it's just because celebrity men are all gross.
I mean, true. And Lily Reinhart is not gross.
Exactly.
Anyway, here's another for Imagine. Do you want to read this one, Evan?
It's like, I guess my current celebrity crush would be Jacob Elordi, but like, not even. It's just funny when people call him gay. Like, I don't.
He is gay, I think. At least slightly.
I mean, yeah, but like. Like, I think he is, but I don't know that he is. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's like,
Don't
I
think it's
don't,
public knowledge, but like.
yeah.
Yeah, he is.
This podcast exists to out people.
Yeah, exactly. And so, it's like he's like the closest thing we have to a non-gross like it boy of the moment, I guess.
He's probably gross. I don't know that much about him.
I don't know either. I'm just like, I'm not a Paul Mescal girly. I don't understand it. So.
I don't get that one. Paul Mescal, like, you should be a Latino based on
Yeah.
And so when I saw Paul Mescal, I was like, oh, this is what we're thirsting for. But again, I'm gay.
And I get he's like kind of he's like attractive, but I'm not like people online act like he's the hottest man who ever walked on planet Earth, and I just don't get it.
What I appreciate about that is the people that think he's dating Joe Alwyn.
No, I do love that. I am obsessed with that. I think I'm becoming one of them slowly, just for the fun of it. It's how I ended up becoming a gay one too.
Everybody, I think everybody's gay. I don't think Joe Alwyn's gay.
I mean, I don't think he is either, but it's funny to me to think about it.
Do you want to read this? Imagine I have a reaction to this.
Yeah, I can read it. I have not read ahead, so I'm going to be reading this live for you all. Imagine sunbathing in your backyard when you're suddenly set upon by a sudsy, soapy, wet Vegas. Who had just bolted out of Archie's yard while Archie was giving him a bath.
Aww.
That's the whole thing. It's actually like that's pretty wholesome for an imagine.
My thing was, I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, why do you want to get pounced on by a wet dog?
Well, I think the idea is that Archie would be shirtless.
I mean, yeah, but I just like, again, why can't the imagine just be like, imagine Archie shirtless?
I don't know. People feel the need to create very real, like very long, detailed, like justifications for their delusions.
Mine would just be like, imagine dating. I don't even have to imagine. I truly am delusional enough to believe I would date Lily Reinhart. So maybe that's why they don't work on me. Like, I'm too delusional. So I also have some other. Okay, this is one. Frankly, iconic image. I think about this for a weekly basis. This was back when in like 2020, like pandemic, like March of the pandemic, all these girlies were doing you quizzes, which are just like basically BuzzFeed quizzes, but anyone can create them. And this question says, you have to choose your favorite Riverdale plot point. No, there is no, none of them. Betty Cooper, serial killer Jean. Cheryl coming to terms with her sexuality by watching Love, Simon. Archie's decision of whether to do football or music getting equal importance as the murder plot line. The organ harvesting death cult funding the sc school musical, which is Heather's.
Yes.
Eddie being considered homophobic for telling Kevin he probably shouldn't cruise the woods for hookups while there's a serial killer on the loose.
Wait, but she wasn't considered homophobic, like, in the show for that.
Have you considered the homophobic Betty Cooper mood board?
That's so true. All of those are beautiful and wonderful plot points. Like, I don't understand their issue with any of them.
There's more, don't worry.
Oh,
The
okay, good.
gay kid in school being the one to cast the musicals without holding auditions. That's how it should work.
That's how it
Archie
works.
getting attacked by a freaking bear. The whole show just being a long con for the creator to make Archie gay because his play from the early 2000s about Archie being gay got him a cease and desist from Archie Comics. And no one cares that Junkin. No one cares that Jughead has skinned a woman.
I like, they're all so good, is the thing. Like, how could you choose none of them? I want to choose all of them.
I want to choose all of them.
Exactly.
We need to do a deep dive on Archie's weird dream,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
historical research. Yeah, video essay in a podcast form, aka just a
The
podcast.
podcast. I'm a video essayist, but I work more in an audio-only medium.
Oh, because you're ugly.
Oh, God.
Can
Okay.
we also just say this? I think about this image all the time too. It is a fake Google search for greatest boxers of all time, and like the little results come out, and it's like Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, Arch. But this, the other ones are like close-ups of their face, like headshots, and Archie's is a full body shot of just Archie.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I have no notes.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just like, can we talk about how we're excited for season three?
Yes, we
And like
should.
what we're excited about? Oh,
Oh.
okay. I have an idea. Favorite moment of season two. And then we're going to talk about like what we're most excited about in season three.
Okay. Favorite moment of season two. Wow. Favorite moment is such a hard thing for Riverdale because I'm like, my favorite moments are just like the most insane moments or just things I quote all the time. Like, I have mine, and it might be controversial, but I have mine.
No, I'm confirming that it happened in season two because season
Oh.
two is crazy.
Fake fan. Wow. If only we did a bunch of podcast episodes about it. My favorite moment of season two is the Love Simon episode largely, but if you want a specific moment, it is in the theater when they cut to an actual clip of Love Simon and then they cut to Cheryl crying.
I mean, that is an iconic moment.
I think one of the greatest of all time.
It probably is. Yeah. You're so right. Okay, so mine is and I'm like 99% sure it happened in early season two, but don't quote me. If not, I have a backup, don't worry. But it is Alice walking into the function in her like weird snake suit and then looking at Hal and just saying, "Shove it, Hal." I think about "Shove it, Hal" like at least once a day.
Season two because Hiram's like not in season one.
Oh yeah, you're right, you're right. See, this is where the I'm just like it's nine, it's season two. I like almost in positive it's season two, but like it was early on, so like what if I'm just wrong?
Oh my God, was that even before the Black Hood like began?
No, it was right as the Black Hood was beginning, because now that I think about it, the only reason she wore this the snake suit thing is because the Black Hood made Betty expose her as a serpent.
Oh,
Which
true.
like doesn't make sense because they all went to school together and like would know that, but whatever.
They forgot. Do you remember anything from high school?
No, not really, actually.
There. That's a good shove it out.
Shove it, Hal.
Amazing. So before we talk about season three, we can talk about our audience demographics because we do get a Spotify Wrapped for podcasters, which talk about like your most popular episodes of the year and stuff. Ours is kind of a bad example because like our most popular episode is our first episode, which I don't think is an achievement. I think that means people listen to the first episode and decide not to listen to anymore. That's on being year one of the podcast. But anyway, some of our other demographics I think are frankly inspiring. So we can just like quickly discuss it. For example, people in 10 different countries have listened to our podcast. You want to try to name 10 countries? You will not get them all.
I think one of them is Sweden. Or is it Switzerland? I always confuse those two.
Switzerland?
Okay, Switzerland. Let's see.
I feel like you could
I
guess
mean, the US, obviously.
the US, yes.
Canada?
Yes.
Okay. 3 out of the 10. UK.
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm just naming English-speaking countries.
There's one more English-speaking country on the list.
Okay, Australia.
Yes.
Okay. Dang, we need our New Zealanders to come out and support us. Kiwis, where are you?
True. There's also India, Germany, Norway,
Ooh.
Belgium, and Romania.
Romania is probably the best one. I'm excited
Or
about
less than 1% of so.
that. You know, whatevs.
But can I just say 8% of our, I mean, 86% of our listeners are from the United States.
And
So
that makes sense.
we love America. I mean, we don't, but also thank you for listening.
No, we love America in the way that Olivia Wilde loves America in that one clip.
Yeah. But I love 8% of our listeners are from Australia. So
Oh.
Australians, sound off. We love you.
We love you and KJ Apa.
We, yeah. Oh
Do
my
we
God.
think KJ Apa's listening to this?
Oh my God, KJ.
KJ, if you're listening.
Marry me.
I'm free on Tuesday night. I'm free on Tuesday if you're listening, KJ.
Hey, call me back. Then it says, okay, so our age demographics. I'm a little, okay, so 22% are ages 0 to 17. So maybe we need to clean up our act a little bit because almost 1/4 of our listeners are under the age of 18. What's your advice for high school? We're gonna say they're at least high schoolers listening to this.
I hope they're at least high schoolers. My advice for high schoolers. See, this is hard for me because my job, a large chunk of it, is to give advice to high schoolers.
And he hates you all. Not me, though. I love you, children.
But my advice to high schoolers is, you know, don't be afraid to be weird. Sometimes it's okay to be a weirdo. Have you ever seen Jughead without that stupid hat? That's weird.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
School kids. We do love you if you're under
Yeah,
18, but
we
just
do.
maybe like don't swear, don't do drugs, like
And remember, it gets better.
we're actually sponsored by PFLAG, believe it or not. You think this is just a local gay people putting on a Riverdale podcast? Do you think that we're an industry plant?
Yeah, it's their way of infiltrating queer spaces.
We're actually straight. It's true. We're actually a couple.
Yeah.
5% are 18 to 22, which is not a lot. The strong majority, 68%, are ages 23 to 27, which were 23 to 27. So hello, peers.
Wow, I'm honored.
1% are 28 to 34. Less than 1% is 35 to 44, but 3% is 45 to 59. So, and also, this is only for Spotify. Sorry, I should have said this. Spotify, because we use Spotify for podcasters, I can only get the data from Spotify. So, like, I wouldn't even be represented on this because I'm like an Apple Podcast user, respectfully. So, like, if you like, if we didn't say your country or something, we only get the data from Spotify. So, we still love you, even if we don't have your exact gender, age, and country demographics.
Yeah, all of our listeners are wonderful, and we love you all.
We're gonna end up with a bang, which is I've already sent Evan this because I was really proud of our gender breakdown. Because I'm like, this is exactly what you want out of a podcast, okay? 62% of our listeners are female, 24% are male, 13% are non-binary.
Slay.
What could be better than that? Like, like,
I love it. It's ideal. I'm living for this.
We literally said the girls, the gays, and the theys.
And that's who we're here for.
That
and also
is.
That like random 13% of men. I'm assuming you're gay, but like even if you're not, I guess we're still here for you.
24% male, actually.
Oh, 24. Sorry. Didn't mean to downgrade
we're,
you.
Male. We have male audience.
We're speaking to the men.
If you're a man, I'm on your side. Just kidding.
Okay.
So season three, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, okay. Season three. I am looking forward. You know what I'm really looking forward to? The parent high school flashback episode. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yes. Even if FP and Fred don't kiss in it, which they should, we still like the episode.
They did off screen. Let's just be honest.
Don't worry about it. They did. That's why it's not one of the top fan fiction couples, because like,
yeah,
they're together for real.
They're together for real. Learning to write fan fiction. So yeah, I'd say that's probably the episode. Well, no, because everyone knows my favorite musical episode is Heather's, and that's coming up in this season. So I'm very excited for that, obviously, too.
The Heather's episode is iconic. I did write a college paper about the Heather's episode, specifically like the queer implications. So I believe my thesis was about how Cheryl, who was Heather, or
Cheryl was Heather. Well, Cheryl and Cheryl was Heather. Was
oh yes, the main Heather.
Cheryl was the main Heather.
The red one, duh.
And Tony was the choreographer, but then I think filled in for Cheryl or something. There was something going on there.
Yeah, I don't even remember, but I did write a college paper about it, and my professor enjoyed it. So there you go. She tried to convince me. This was for a criticizing television class, and she tried to convince me to minor in English. And I'm like, girl, I'm taking criticizing television for my like writing class. Do you think I want to minor in this? But anyway, what I'm looking forward to in season three is Archie being a pro boxer, Archie
yes.
being in prison.
Probably the most iconic quote in all of Riverdale. I'm very excited for that as well.
Such a good episode. Gosh.
Such a good episode. And it's coming up soon, too. Like, it's pretty early on in the season.
Yeah. So, we're excited. Hope you're excited. We plan to be back with our regular non-bonus episodes in 2024, starting, I think, like, the first is Monday, so... I think starting the absolute first day of the year, start your year off right with, we're not going to air it on the first because we air on Thursdays.
We do air on Thursdays.
Start your first Thursday of the year off right with Cheryl's Bitches,
yeah.
Sponsored by PFLAG.
It gets better.
We end every episode, it gets better now.
Yeah, I think we need to.
We've been looking for a closing line. We've been two seasons without having a closer. Like, every episode just ends with you being like, bye, everybody. Instead, we'll end it with our new closing line. It gets better.
We didn't time it right. Don't worry, that too will get better. You can reach out to us. Let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. We'd love to hear from you. Hear what your favorite iconic fits of the episode or your favorite quotes of the episode are. You can reach out to us at Cheryl's B Words at gmail.com.
Or you can tweet at us at Cheryl's Bitches, or find us on Instagram at Cheryl's Bitches and TikTok at Cheryl's Bitches as well. So that is cherylsbwords@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, and Cheryl's Bitches on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check us out, please.